سلام، فهیم هستم. به پادکست هفتگی رادیو ایلسه آفرینش گوش میدید. امیدوارم که مثل همیشه ما رو تا پایان همراهی کنید. کیوکاردی که در این برنامه مورد بررسی قرار میگیره منتخب از کتاب کمبریج آیلتس 13 هست. اگه شما هم در حال مطالعه این کتاب و یا آماده شدن برای مصاحبه سپیکینگ هستید، پیشنهاد میکنم که این برنامه رو از دست ندید. موضوع کیوکارد این برنامه رو با هم میشنویم. Describe an interesting discussion you had as part of your work or studies. You should say what the subject of the discussion was, who you discussed the subject with, what opinions were expressed, and explain why you found the discussion interesting. همونطور که شنیدید، باید در مورد یک مباحثه جالب که در نتیجه کار و یا تحصیل که در اون شرکت داشتید صحبت کنید. میتونید با توصیف یک پیش زمینه شخصی در مورد مباحثه به صورت کلی صحبتتون رو شروع کنید. همچنین پیشنهاد میشه که بولت پوینت ها رو در رأس کار قرار بدید و با توضیح اونا تا حد نصاب راجع به موضوع صحبت کنید. یک جواب احتمالی رو با هم میشنویم.
First off, I gotta say that I'm not too hot on discussions with any average Joe. I mean, if the one you're talking to is too much self-serving that can't stomach opposing ideas, then your whole effort to persuade them is literally wasted. Next is, you gotta make sure your interlocutor is intellectually on par with you, so your words don't actually sound gibberish to them. Anyhow, I guess it was around a year ago that I and a partner of mine were getting our language institution ready and were sort of on the home stretch. You know, a big step in any startup is to advertise well, and as I recall, it was on a scorching dog day that we got ourselves into this heated discussion. He said we should put up flyers everywhere all over the city and let the potential students know about our whereabouts. As a matter of fact, this dude was old school, and I had to remind him of both the cost-effectiveness and the spread of internet-based advertising. God, he was so obsessed with this flyer thing that for a second I thought I was gonna cave. Well, he actually made some sense to some extent. He would argue that his way was kind of more concentrated, and he was right, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't show him the big picture that, at the end of the day, the internet ads could actually do much better than the flyers. What was so interesting about this discussion was that I knew that I was absolutely right, but I couldn't just put the points forward.
در ادامه تعدادی از اصطلاحات و عباراتی که در جواب استفاده شد رو با هم بررسی می‌کنیم.
To be hard on something.
علاقه زیادی به چیزی داشتن.
I'm not too hot on soccer matches.
Stomach something. تحمل کردن چیزی.
I can't stomach his backward views.
Interlocutor. کسی که در یک بحث و یا صحبت شرکت میکنه.
My interlocutor couldn't understand a word I said.
On par. در یک سطح و برابر بودن.
The opponent's levels were not on par.
Dog day. روز تابستونی.
I can't forget my childhood during those hot dog days.
Put something forward. ارائه دادن نظر.
I couldn't put my idea forward easily.
امیدوارم که این برنامه هم مورد استفاده شما دوستان قرار گرفته باشه. از اینکه تا پایان با ما همراه بودید از شما متشکرم و تا برنامه بعد خدا نگهدار.